Many companies are bending over backwards these days to provide more information to investors and analysts, but one major company is going against the trend. Coca-Cola has announced it is doing away with the ritual of telling Wall Street how much money it will make in the next quarter. From Atlanta, Joshua Leves reports.
The Coca-Cola company says it wants analysts and investors to focus not on whether the company is meeting short-term profit estimates, but on the steps it's taking to achieve growth well into the future. Spokeswoman Carrie Bjorhus.
We believe that establishing short-term guidance prevents a more meaningful focus on strategic initiatives, and we want to encourage people to take a long-term view of our business.
The company announced Friday that it will no longer provide any quarterly or annual earnings guidance, but promised to continue providing critical information to investors. Chuck Hill is director of research at Thomson First Call, which monitors corporate earnings reports. He feels Coke's decision could help fix a problem.
It's kind of ludicrous when if an analyst, for example, on Wall Street changes a quarterly estimate, that's big news. But if they change their five-year earnings growth estimate, that's almost a non-event, when clearly a change in the longer-term growth prospects of the company is far more important than what happens in a particular quarter.
Coke says it decided to make the change now because there's a heightened awareness of the problems caused by focusing too much on achieving short-term profit goals. But Skip Carpenter, an analyst with Thomas Weisel Partners, says there's more to the decision.
I think what's critical here is that you got to take a little bit of a step back and see what's gone on in the last couple of years with the Coca-Cola company. The Coca-Cola company has gone through a bit of a restructuring, rethinking its business, bringing in a new management team, and effectively resetting strategy. And I think now that they've got that strategy in place, they don't want anything right now that would potentially impair that strategy.
Carpenter does not expect the lack of earnings forecasts from the company will affect his ability to track Coke's progress or make recommendations on the stock.
I don't look at this as a problem for me as an analyst or an obstacle for me. It just means that, you know, as I go forward, I'm going to have to be cognizant of this new policy in terms of how I'm talking with them and my various sources and doing my analysis.
Carpenter says he doesn't own stock in Coke and his company doesn't have an investment banking relationship with the Coca-Cola company. He recommends Coke stock as a buy. He and other analysts will watch to see how Coke handles the change. Again, Chuck Hill of Thomson First Call.
As many of these kind of announcements, the devil is in the details, which we won't know for a while.
Hill says Coca-Cola could use the change to clam up and stop sharing important information, but he'd like to see the company put out other kinds of information, such as its plans for handling different revenue scenarios. If the company succeeds in shifting the focus of investors and analysts, Hill says, other companies just may follow suit. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.